Hello and welcome to Dating Don God's Way. I'm your friendly Christian relationship counselor, Tolu. I started this podcast after I began my journey as a single saved woman trying to navigate the dating scene in a godly way. And I've learned a ton since. Here, I share tips to make it easy for you to date in a godly way. I've watched my clients navigate the dating scene, enter godly relationships and marriages, and even step into motherhood. I want to do the same for you. I know how hard it is to be saved and dating. Trust me, I get it. And I'll be sharing tips to get you started on your own journey to your own godly marriage. Don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe to this podcast
so don't miss a single Power Pack episode. Christian women date the men that they can marry. Okay, so I'm going to be talking to you today about why you keep attracting men that don't want to commit to you. So you found yourself attracting men that don't take you seriously, men that don't want to have a serious relationship, they don't want to step into commitment, men that say one thing and do something else. But basically, if you find yourself attracting men that don't take you seriously, that take financial advantage of you, that emotionally abuse you, that aren't committed to a serious relationship, say one thing and do another, this is for you. So let's get into it. Now, it's very simple. You're attracting men that don't want to commit to you because you're not committed to your decision. That's the first thing I'm going to say. What do I mean? You haven't committed to the decision of what you actually do desire in a partner. That's why the first thing we do with our clients is look at you. Like, we look at your patterns, we look at your history, we look at how exactly you're approaching the dating process, because that is exactly why you keep getting the same result. It's like saying you don't know why you're gaining weight because you haven't committed to the decision of getting fitter. You haven't committed to the decision of taking exercise more seriously. You haven't committed to the decision of taking your diet more seriously. Or, okay, why haven't you gotten a promotion? You haven't committed to finding out what is necessary for you to get promoted in that company. Why haven't you traveled? You haven't committed to making that happening. At the root of it, you haven't committed to making the decision that you only want to date men that you can marry. Now, I've been having conversations with a lot of you. You know, some of you are in my DMs, some of you I've talked to over email. A lot of you are not committing to the decision of the kind of marriage you want to have because of the kind of men you're dating. And that's why the first thing that I look at whenever I'm working with clients in Dating to Marry, that is my one-on-one program, first thing I look at is your history. How did you get to this point? What is influencing the fact that you keep attracting the same kind of men who give you the same nonsense in the form of a pseudo relationship that puts you in this cycle of toxicity for years, months, and sometimes even weeks? And even though you're a smart, intelligent, professional woman, very aware of herself, you keep falling into that cycle. It's because you haven't committed to that decision. And what we uncover in my program is how you can practically commit to the decision of getting married. It's beyond, okay, yeah, I'm just going to fast and I'm just going to pray. Prayer needs to partner with practicality. A lot of women of faith, a lot of Christians don't understand this. Prayer needs to partner with practicality. God does not give you a finished product. He gives you the tools to make sure that you can produce that product for yourself so that there is sustenance, there's sustainability, and there is reach. Okay, when I say reach, there is continuity. But a lot of you are looking for a miracle man that doesn't exist. And so you keep dating men that can't commit to you. You keep dating men that can't provide you with that level of clarity, that level of commitment. You keep dating men that are not in alignment with the values that you aspire to have and you aspire to see in your marriage, actually. So that's the first reason. Secondly, because you're not committed to that decision, you keep dating the wrong men. Yeah, exactly. Miracle men that do exist. A lot of you are dating miracle men. You know, even the men that you have in your life right now. Oh, maybe he needs more time. He doesn't need more time. Maybe I need to understand him better. You don't need to. You guys, I'm very straightforward. Like, one thing all my clients say, I just tell you the truth. I really don't have time to, what's the word? To tiptoe around the nonsense that you've entertained when it comes to dating. So, you know, one of the main tools that we use in my program is making sure that you just face reality. All my clients say this, any of my clients, whether working with me one-on-one or in group, I just tell you the truth. You need to stop dating the wrong men, okay? You need to stop dating the wrong men. And I'm not just saying, oh, wake up today, cool, I'm not going to date the wrong man anymore. That's not how this works. I mean, we all know this. Okay, that's why you don't know why you keep repeating the same cycle. And I'm telling you now, the reason why you keep dating the wrong man is because you don't know what the right man looks like. You have no idea what the right man looks like. It's like you're looking for a red car, but you don't even know what the color of red looks like. Of course, you're not going to get a red car as fast as someone that knows what the color red looks like. So because you don't know what the right man looks like, you keep dating the wrong man. And that's why when you work with me on a one-on-one scale in Dating to Marry, that's my one-on-one program, by the way, we work on making sure you have clarity around what the right man looks like for you. It's kind of like saying you want to apply for a job with no idea about what the organization looks like, no idea about the role, no idea about the people in that organization, the role that you're going to be applying for, the skill level that's required. Of course, you're not going to get it. And pray you can fast, you're not going to get that job because you do not have the basic tools to be able to even know what you should be looking out for in the application and how to specifically stand out in that application to be considered for that position. It's the same way with dating. You keep dating the wrong man because you have no idea what the right man looks like. Let's just be honest. You don't know what he looks like. You keep saying, oh yeah, I want a godly man. But oops, you dated someone you thought was godly and was the complete opposite. Oh, you know, I want a guy that's emotionally intelligent. You dated someone that you thought was emotionally intelligent. Turns out he was an idiot. So again and again, you keep dating the wrong man because you don't know what the right man looks like. It's kind of like you're chasing, how do they call it? Flashes in the pan. You see a flash in the pan and you think, oh, that must be gold. Turns out it's not. Okay, because not all that glitters is gold. Turns out it was just a counterfeit. Turns out it was just a waste of your time. But you've already made that decision. You keep going down that hole of a mistake for years, for months, for weeks. You get stuck. You get confused. It's because you don't know what the right man looks like. And one of the primary areas that we deal with all my dating, every single one of my Dating to Marry clients know exactly what their spouses look like. Those that are that have stepped into marriage and those that are waiting for marriage, they know exactly what their spouses look like. That's why, you know, just off top of my head, one of my favorite stories that of women that have gone throughout my program, she came, she wasn't even sure she was called to marriage. Within three sessions, she knew she was called to marriage. Within a year, she was married. All we worked on, where we started with, was making sure she knew what the right man for her looked like. Turns out she was just dating the wrong men. She was just dating the wrong men. I would pull her through my Dating to Marry framework so that she knows exactly what the right man looks like, so that she can position herself to be seen by him. She can position herself to attract him, and she can position herself to partner with him. It's the same principle in every other area of your life. It's like saying tomorrow, oh, I want to travel to the US. I want to travel to Canada. I want to travel to Japan. But you don't even know how to get there, and somehow you miraculously expect to show up in that location. It doesn't work like that. It's the same thing with dating. You're dating the wrong man because you don't know what the right man looks like. And that's why one of the principal areas I target with clients is making sure that they are clear on what the right man looks like for them. Literally just started sessions with a new Dating to Marry client. She's already getting clarity around exactly why she's dating the wrong man. Patterns that have caused her to repeat the same cycle and the toxicity that she's been attracting in men. She's already gotten clarity around exactly why she has had the same experiences with different men. Because that's where we start from. We start from you. We start from your current experiences dating so that we can filter through why you date the wrong men to understand what the right man for you looks like. Okay, so that's another reason. Now, thirdly, you keep attracting men that don't want to commit to you because you don't have a system to qualify the men you do want to commit to. You don't have a system to qualify. It's like any man that just shows up, looks like the real thing. Sure, let's get in a relationship. Sure, let's start dating. Sure, you know, let's get married. And there are relationships in the faith that are marital that are not meant to be. There are Christian marriages, and Christian in the sense of they met in the church, got pastor's approval, spiritual mentor, so on and so forth, and they are miserable. I know, guys, I've been doing this for close to 10 years. I can tell you for a fact, I've had women reach out to me with this issue over the years because they did not qualify the men they decided to commit to correctly, you know? And that's one of the areas that I really target with clients. I'm not a matchmaker. Yes, clients go through our program, they come out, they're married. Clients go through our program, they break toxic cycles. Clients go through our program, they're able to get clarity around exactly what their spouses look like, exactly why they keep dating the wrong men. And clients go through our program and step into the right marriages for them. Absolutely. Did I match make any of them? No. All I did was put them through a system, my proven vetting and qualification system that shows them exactly how to be able to qualify the men that they commit to correctly. I teach all my clients how to vet and qualify. Vetting and qualifying simply means how to properly use your standards to make sure that you are dating men of substance that you can marry, and you are qualifying them in a way that determines whether or not you can choose to commit to them for the rest of your life. Very important. You use vetting and qualifying in every area of your life. It's like, if you want to, you guys, I'm fond of exercise, diet, so that's why I always use that as an example. I also love travel, which is why I always go to those examples. And just like my clients as well. So I'm going to assume those are areas that you're interested in as well. But if you want to travel, you don't just hop on a plane tomorrow. You need to sit down, plan out your trip, where you're going to be staying, how much it's going to cost you, when exactly you want to go, what the flight time is like, and so on and so forth. If you want to apply for a job, you're going to go through the same process of vetting your qualifications as against to the job you desire and where the gap is and how you can apply for that position and get favorable results. There's a vetting and qualification system. If you want to lose weight, get more fit, whoever you decide to work with, whether it's a trainer, you decide to work on a personal plan for yourself, you're going to have to sit down and really look at what you've been eating and what your exercise routine has been like up until this point and what you need to change to make those results a reality. It's the same with dating.
Hold on a second. Ready to date your own husband? If you are, I'm here to walk and work with you through the process of dating strategically and practically using scripture to vet the right way to step into marital alignment easily. Dating to Marry sessions are tailored to make your dating journey easy and aligned with your own unique marital calling. To become a Dating to Marry client, check the show notes for the link to apply to our program. Feel free to send me an email at tolu@tolufaloday.com. That's tolu@tolufaloday.com, titled Dating to Marry Application. And I'll be glad to share the link to apply as well and answer any questions you have about the Dating to Marry process. I look forward to reviewing your application.
Dating isn't supposed to be taken as something that you look at lightly. Dating is meant to be taken as a serious position that you adapt to make sure that you enter the marriage you desire. So I don't know why we play with dating in the faith. It's kind of trivial. Like, some of you just expect God to just drop a man in front of you. He doesn't work that way. So it's just, I don't know, it's kind of baffling to me why you would think that would happen specifically with marriage. Even in scripture, literally, he led Eve to Adam. Literally, Esther had to go to the palace. Literally, Rebecca had to be taken to meet Isaac. There is a process, and dating is that process. How you qualify men through that process is going to determine the outcome of that process. Right now, you keep attracting men that don't want to commit to you because you don't have a process. You don't have a system for qualifying men. You don't have a process of vetting exactly how you're getting close to this man, how you're connecting, and how you're choosing to commit. If I ask you what your process is, you don't know. You have no clue. It's kind of like you found yourself in a location and you have no idea how you got there. So how do you expect to leave? How do you expect to know how to navigate moving on from that particular space? You're going to be lost. You're going to be confused. And that's why you keep repeating the same cycle. It's because you don't have a system to qualify the men you decide to commit to. You just assume based on the fact that, oh, okay, he's in front of me, you know, he says A, B, and C. I don't know what these men are telling you. He's saying that, you know, I need more time. He's saying I'll pay you back. And he does those things. You take it to mean that it translates into lifelong commitment. So because you're not qualifying the men you commit to correctly, you keep attracting the wrong men. You keep attracting men that don't want a substantial commitment. You keep attracting men that just give you the appearance of commitment, the appearance of stability. But it is the complete opposite, as I'm sure you guys have seen in your dating experiences. That's why, like, my program, I teach all my clients how to vet and qualify correctly. I have never for once told any single client I've worked with, you need to dump that guy. You need to step out of that relationship. But every client I've worked with, has gotten that clarity just by using our proven framework. You know, you've come along and say, you know what, I left that relationship, it was too toxic for me. Actually, in some cases, it even happens, in all cases that come to mind really, it happens through the process of going through my program, because they start to understand exactly what their marriages look like. They start to understand what the right men for them look like, because they now know what it means to vet and qualify men the right way, you know, using our framework. So y'all don't have a system to qualify the men you commit to. And that's why you keep finding yourself making the same mistakes, same cycle. It's not a spiritual husband somewhere that is holding you hostage. You just aren't vetting men correctly. You're not vetting men correctly. That's just the truth. You're not in some bondage or whatever you want to call it. Literally, you just don't have a system to qualify men correctly. The answer is actually that simple. And then the next thing I want to mention, why you keep attracting men that don't want to commit to you, is you are not dating based on the data you're receiving. You're looking at the data, but you are not dating based on that. You're not, what do I mean by that? You're seeing that this guy is not serious, but you're still dating him. You're seeing that this person doesn't want to enter a serious commitment with you. You're assuming that this person is going to change their mind somewhere down the line. You're not dating. Let me tell you something. There are two different positions in dating. If you're the one chasing men for commitment, you're dating the wrong way. I'm just going to say that very simply. You're dating the wrong way. We show clients how to position themselves to be pursued. You should be choosing men. You shouldn't be chasing men. All my clients are in positions where they are being pursued. So what do I mean by that? They're in a position in the dating process where men are courting and pursuing them for exclusivity. And it is up to them to now make a choice. All my clients, I don't have a single client that is chasing any man, because no client that works with me has that problem. By the time you start work together, you do not have that problem. But if you are the one chasing men, you're dating the wrong way. You're dating the wrong way. That's why you keep attracting men that don't want to commit. You're not dating based on the data you're receiving. So what do I mean by that? The data you're receiving is showing you that this man is not serious. It's showing you that you're clueless around the way you're going about making commitment and making decisions on who you're going to spend, I don't know, however length of time with, not only maritally, but even in the next 3 months, is this person going to be in your life? Even in the next 2 weeks, is this person deserving to be a part of your daily activities? You're qualifying and choosing this man based on your desperation, not your desire. When I say desperation, I'm not talking about desperation in the sense of I want to get married tomorrow. Desperation is more subtle, and a lot of people do not get this. Desperation can be, I don't want to make this decision right now, I'm just going to give it some more time. Desperation can be sneaky as well. It can be, you know what, he'll get around to it. I don't need to rush him, even though, I mean, we've only been talking for 4 months. He doesn't need to decide to take me on a date. He doesn't need to decide that he wants a serious commitment. And some of you are just not even talking to men at all and assuming that that must mean that, oh, it's not my time. Sis, that's not what's going on here. You are shying away from the data that you're receiving. The data you're receiving in all situations is showing you that you're not dating correctly, and you're not dating based outcome that you want, which is marriage. You know, the way we teach dating here in the Christian faith, I don't know anywhere else that is taught the way we teach it. You know, literally, what I share here is from what the Lord drops in my spirit. I don't get it from any teachings, any trainings. This is direct download from the Lord by His Holy Spirit that I share here. And a lot of platforms I see in the faith make it seem as if waiting is somehow honoring the desire to get married, and that is the only way to wait. Waiting requires motion. Waiting requires work. Waiting requires you to move. Waiting requires you to date in a way that aligns with your desire. But right now, you're not doing that. You somehow are excusing the fact that no men are around you based on it's not your time. No, that's not what's going on. You are just not comfortable talking to men. It's actually that simple. You're excusing the fact that you're not talking to men that want to take you seriously. Maybe they just want... You're excusing it based on the fact that they just want to sleep with you. Meanwhile, in actual fact, you're just boring. The conversations that you're having aren't interesting. You're not giving them any tangible reason to want to continue communication with you. That's actually what is going on. It's not the fact that you said that you are sexually pure or you are celibate. That's not even what's on the table. What's on the table is you're just not interested. When I say you're not interesting, I mean that you're not communicating your value in a way that is easily and readily perceived. That's what I'm saying. That's actually what's going on. That's the truth. Okay, even what comes to mind now is I had a client in the Dating to Marry program. She's now married. She got into our program. She got married a year or so later. I remember because I keep in touch with all my clients. I'm in their business till now, even if I've worked with them years back. I still know what they're all up to. So she reached out to me. I was like, I'm still in shock. I can't believe this is happening. She's married now, by the way. But I remember when we were working on her dating process, she just didn't know how to lead with her value. That was it. She just didn't know how to lead with her value. She didn't know how to lead with what makes her attractive. She didn't know how to lead with what makes her interesting. She wasn't particularly clear around how to communicate the fact that she's a woman of value. She's a woman of substance in the way she dates. So she found herself constantly attracting men that were not serious, men that did not know how to value her substance. And interestingly enough, she got married to a man that she had met before. But guess what? She wasn't the same person anymore. So the man that is now her husband and she's happily married now, she had come into contact with him before. They had seen each other before. But now, you know, after going through our process and our program, she was a completely different person. She was leading with her value. And within a few months, if I recall correctly, she even said he was clear that he wanted to marry her. He was clear that he wanted to have a relationship that would lead down the altar from the start. She was clear because now she was leading with her value. She was communicating her substance just by the way she was interacting and connecting with men. Thank God she did not assume that, oh, maybe it's not my time. Thank God she didn't put it down to all men are not serious. Thank God she didn't put it down to maybe I need to continuously do prayer and fasting and just forget about anything that requires practical effort. Thank God she decided to approach it from a practical standpoint, supporting the prayerful standpoint, which is what I showed her how to do in Dating to Marry. Now she's married, she's happily married, she's starting her family and so on and so forth. What I'm really trying to make is, if you're not dating based on the data you're receiving, you're not going to...
Hey Queen, I see you're enjoying this episode. If you're interested in diving even deeper into attracting the right men, dating your husband, dating for the purpose of a godly marriage, Dating to Marry is the program for you. I work with you to show you exactly how to date to attract your husband. I'm going to walk you through patterns all the way to positioning yourself to date to attract the man that is right for you. I only work with 4 women. Make sure to check the show notes to sign up for our wait list. I look forward to welcoming you into Dating to Marry. Let's get back to our episode.
Attract men that value substantial commitment. It's kind of like saying, I'm trying to think of another example to give you guys so that you really get this point, because a lot of you are doing this. You have a really expensive bag, but scripture literally calls it throwing pearls to pigs. You have a very nice, cute, expensive bag. In the Dating to Marry program, I have what I call I have a Chanel example I always use. Anyway, so maybe you have a really valuable bag and you're just giving it to anyone anyhow. Of course, you're not going to treat it with respect. And no one that treats things of value with respect would be interested in that bag. They, even if they could afford it 10 times over, they would not want that bag. Why? Because you're not giving it value. You're treating it anyhow. You're throwing it anywhere. Yes, the bag may be worth a lot, but you are not presenting it in that way. So, of course, whoever is, the irony of that situation is you will find that people that disrespect items, that can't afford quality items, a lot of them will be interested in that bag. But people that value substantial items, that value quality, that value investment, will not even notice that bag at all. That's how a lot of you are dating. You're trying to attract a quality man, but you are approaching dating like a woman that doesn't know her value. Of course, you're not going to attract him. It doesn't work that way. It's not going to happen. I'm just very straightforward. I'll tell you the truth. That's why you keep attracting men that don't want to give you a substantial commitment, that don't want to have a healthy, long-term, clear relationship. It's because of the way you're presenting yourself in the dating process. It's because of the way you're showing up. It's because of the way you're making decisions around where you're entertaining interests. It's not because it's not your time. In certain instances, yes, that may be the case, but a lot of you are using that as an excuse. The actual reality is that you are avoiding that process of qualifying men correctly. You are avoiding being presented properly so that you can attract quality men. So stop using your purity, the fact that you think that it's not your time, as an excuse. You're just excusing the actual fact of the matter, which is that you are uncomfortable talking to men. You're uncomfortable making decisions around commitment for whatever reason. And that's what we get into primarily from the Dating to Marry program at the start. We uncover and we unpack so that whatever it is that is causing you to repeat this same cycle of mistakes, we can eliminate it so that you have space, you have room to attract quality into your life. Okay, and then what I'm going to say here as well is you're focused on the wrong outcomes. You keep attracting men that don't want to commit to you because you're focused on the wrong outcomes. A lot of you, you know, sometimes I get requests based on genotype issues, like, oh, you know, any man I meet, he's AS and I'm also AS, so that's, but any man that is quality is AA. And then I dig a bit deeper and I realize actually that's not the case. You know, when I dig a bit deeper, you know, in conversations with these women, that's not the case. You're assuming that because that person is AA and you're AS, this is a genotype issue. You know, if you're watching this and if you're not familiar with it, just Google it. You're assuming that because he's AA and you're AS, you're assuming that that suddenly makes him a more attractive option. You're assuming that he's more serious. You don't actually have facts to back that perception up. And a lot of you, this also translates into other areas. Oh, you know, he's a great guy, but he doesn't have a relationship with God. Oh, you know, he's spiritual, he's emotionally intelligent, but I'm not physically attracted to him. And any man I meet that is spiritual and emotionally intelligent, I'm never physically attracted to. You are already dating out of a scarcity mindset. You're dating out of a scarcity mindset because surely all the men in this world that you find attractive cannot all be people that are not spiritually in alignment with you. But because you're dating that way, it's kind of like you're expecting to be disappointed. So a lot of you are dating, focusing on the wrong outcomes. You're focusing on, okay, does he say he's a Christian, instead of actually looking at the reality of whether he has a relationship with God. You're focusing on, is he financially stable, instead of looking at how exactly he shows up financially in his life and in his daily decisions. You're just dating based on the wrong outcome. It's like you have a destination in mind, but you're going in the wrong direction. That's how a lot of you are approaching the dating process. And that's why you keep attracting men that don't want to commit to you, because with the way you're dating, that is the outcome you're producing. So if you want to start getting different results, if you want to start dating men that you can actually marry, I firmly believe that you can choose your spouse. I firmly believe that you have multiple options when it comes to the kind of man you choose to marry. Dating should be a process to choose who you decide to commit to. It shouldn't be a one and only kind of situation, meaning this is the only man I've seen with A, B, and C qualities, so I must marry him. That is not going to be very favorable in the long term. It should be a process of either or, you know. It's either I want to be with this person or I want to be with this person because of A, B, and C reason. In either case scenario, you end up in an amazing relationship, an amazing marriage. But a lot of you are not dating with that level of awareness. You're dating with the wrong outcomes in mind and thinking that, okay, you know, it has to be somebody that comes in this particular format. It has to be someone that comes with this particular agenda. And all that thought process has gotten you is men that are not ready to commit, men that are not ready for long-term relationships, men that are not ready for any substantial level of commitment. That's why you keep attracting men that don't want to commit to you, okay? Because you are dating the wrong man. You don't know what the right man looks like. You don't have a system to qualify the men that you commit to. You're not dating based on the data that you're receiving in a positive way. You are dating based on desperation, and you think desperation means you want to get married tomorrow. No, desperation is ignorance, okay? What I mean by that is you assume that, okay, there are no men in my location, which is a lie. literally, we have clients in different locations that have met their spouses. I know people in all sorts of locations, from France to Nigeria to, well, US to UK, that have met their spouses, that I have worked with, that have gone through my process. So it's not about your location at all. It's just about the fact that, so stop lying to yourself. A lot of you are lying to yourself. This is, trust me, even the enemy comes as an angel of life. It is your fear that's speaking to you. It is your uncertainty that's speaking to you. You're just putting a lot of things down to spiritual things, and that's not the case. You're just not practical. You're just not practical about the way you date. You're not ready to take the bull by the horn. You're not ready to really approach dating from a standpoint that can get you into a healthy relationship. You know, another client comes to mind. She took our program. She got married 3 years later. I remember working with her. She just wanted to break the cycle of talking to the same toxic men. You know, and we were able to work through that problem that she was having. Now she's been happily married for years. Point I'm really trying to make is everyone's journey is different. But if you do not have the map for your, the dating map, as I like to call it, for your own destination, for the marriage that you know you have been called to, of course you're going to get lost along the way. So yeah, that's why you keep attracting men that don't want to commit to you. Currently, I'm taking 3 clients on a one-on-one scale. So if you want to work with me on a one-on-one scale to start attracting men that you can marry, like my clients have successfully done, I want to get clarity around exactly what you need to start doing so that you have choices in the men that you decide to commit to and you can attract your husband. Just apply via the link in my bio for the Dating to Marry program, or send me a DM saying marry. And yeah, let me know that you're interested, okay? Awesome. So make sure you share this with your friends. I'll see you guys next time.